Wow, look how nice outside it is today. It'll be a great day to just sit back, relax, and listen to the radio.
12 seconds later.
You know what? I changed my mind. It's too cold. Let's go listen inside. No matter what the weather is outside, you can still listen to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. Stay cool, stay warm, and keep it locked.
We're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Ball and Beats, we are back. What is on the agenda? Same old. A lot of basketball to talk about. Possibly a new segment. Football. A lot of things happened this week. It's a pretty good week of football. Albums to get to. Festivals to get to. And yeah, pretty normal. With that being said.
It's been a really, really messed up week. 7 days of torture, 7 days of bitter. And my girlfriend went and cheated on me. She's a California dime, but it's time for me to quit her. La, 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 whatever. La, 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 it doesn't matter. La, 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 oh well. La, 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 we're going out. Woke up with a strange tattoo. Not sure how I got it, not a dollar in my pocket, and it kinda looks just like you. Mixed with Zach Galifianakis. La la la, whatever. La la la, it doesn't matter. La la la, oh well. La la la, we're going out. Drop the beat down. It's my party. Dance if I want to. We can get crazy. Let it all out. Just don't stop. Let's keep the beat pumping. Kick the beat up. Let's drop the beat down. It's my party. Dance if I want to. We can get crazy. Let it all out. It's you and me and we're running this town. And it's me and you and we're shaking the ground. And ain't nobody gonna tell us to go. Cause this is our show. Everybody.
Okay, Hot Shell Ray, tonight. There was a strong competition of what song I was going to play first, but that was my first thought, so always go with your first, what's the saying, first thought, you guys know what I mean. But with that being said, let's get to the good stuff. I want to make sure stuff isn't too high. Okay. Oh, let's talk about the Knicks. We're getting there. I don't want to talk about the Bulls game. Because the Bulls game was... We were trolling that game. So we're going to talk about the weekend. Friday we went against the Nets. Wednesday was the Bulls game. So, yeah, first Nets game. Honestly, just takeaways. Tibbs has finally started to trust the rookies, the young guys. Pacome Dottier. Tyler Kolek, he's kind of been a little iffy. And then Ariel Hakpori. We'll start with the latter. Ariel Hakpori. There's no way that he's not better than Jericho Sims. Like, do I really need to see more games to figure that out? And Jericho Sims has played fine. He's played pretty decent lately, at least. But, man, Hakpori was really good when he played on Saturday or Friday. And it's just, are we sure that's not like another Isaiah Hartenstein? Because he plays exactly like him. Like, he can pass out of the pick and roll, pretty mobile. He can finish at the hoop. He can just do all the stuff. And he played really good. Like, I don't think we would have won. We wouldn't have won without him. And then he gets no minutes on Sunday. So, and I mean, we won by a pretty decent margin. But Tibbs just has to trust. And I'll get to, like, the coaches not playing young guys in, like, a minute. But, yeah. Pacome Dottier. But I'm going to start calling him PD. I'm really about to start calling him PD. Because the defense is way better than advertised. And it's great. He's in a great position because he's learning from OG Anunoby, Josh Hart, Mikal Bridges. Can't have any better teachers year one. But much better than advertised. Yeah. And he should be getting more minutes. I feel like he's a high IQ player. He can cut. He can pass. He can just play his complimentary role today and be really good at it. And he needs more minutes. I don't think 9-11 is going to cut it. I need him more like 15-16. So he's been really good. Tyler Kolek's been off and on. I don't really think he's ready. Especially Cameron Payne's been playing great. As for the starters, where do I want to start? OG Anunoby. Man, I almost feel greedy. I almost like I just feel not worthy with him on my team. That's just how, like, I be watching him play, and it's just, he's on my team. We just traded for him. That's how good he's been. Like, man, I think Leon Rose every day. I've been literally saying this all week. I think Leon Rose every day that he's on my team. Now, don't get me wrong. We had some sacrifices. Emmanuel quickly, RJ Barrett. Those are my guys. Always will be my guys. I am part-time Raptors fans solely because of them. But man, OG Anunoby, he could play basketball. And then Karl-Anthony Towns, probably been our second best player. He's our second most consistent player. Because then Jalen Brunson, sometimes he looks like he's back. Other times he shoots tour dates. But he'll eventually get there. I know he goes through some rough times early season. And then Josh Hart's been everything we've asked for. Aggressive, hitting threes. Energy player, getting rebounds, just everything. And Mikal Bridges, defense is coming along. Three-pointers are coming along. He actually hit a three that wasn't in the corner for the first time, like, ever. And then his mid-range game, I'm calling him Nova Joe Johnson for the rest of his Knicks career. You guys won't shame me. You guys won't call me anything. Nova Joe Johnson. That's his name. Please. And yeah, just stringing games together. Just being as good as we can hope. Next teams, I gotta pull up my notes. Give me a minute. Magic defense has been pretty disgusting again. They've like put it together ever since Paolo got hurt. I know they were on a bit of a skid, and then they started putting it together. Franz Wagner has been really, really good, and it's just defense is how they're winning games. Jalen Suggs has chipped in pretty well, but it's just defense. And I don't think I wrote him into my Young Buck report, but Anthony Black is really good, and he should probably be the starting point guard with Jalen Suggs. Is it too early to bring KCP off the bench? I gotta do some investigating on that. But yes, Magic defense, super good. Now, I was prepared to write an apology about the Nuggets because I was like, oh, they've done a bad job of team building. Christian Brown, Peyton Watson, Julian Strother. These guys aren't going to pan out. These, you know, I don't know about this. Getting rid of KCP doesn't look too good. Well, they've been playing great as of late, outside of the last two games without Jokic. So, maybe an apology is in order for that. But in this case, well, for that side, but I want to talk about Jamal Murray. He needs to get his act together because he's really annoying me. Do you know where he was Saturday night? And I never do this. I really never do this. You know, off the off time that the players get is their off time. I really don't care too much. But just in this case, do you know where he was Saturday night? He was in MSG watching a UFC fight. Do you know where he was supposed to be tomorrow? In Memphis at 6 o'clock playing the Grizzlies. Now you must think, he probably played good against the Grizzlies. You know, the Nuggets are supposed to be a better team than the Grizzlies. And I know Jokic isn't playing, but Jamal Murray, second best player, should be pretty fine. He didn't play good at all. And this is kind of like a reoccurring thing. And the part that makes me upset is that, one, he's making a max contract. And the fact that the Nuggets doubled down on a decision that wasn't good in the first place is the annoying part. They shouldn't have paid him his rookie max because he wasn't an all-star caliber player. I didn't really think he was going to be that when he got after the third or fourth year. And then they doubled down. So it's just like, I mean, I guess, hey, I hope it works out for you. But through November 18th, it has not worked out for them. He's got to get it together. Because what I was right about is the team is literally Jokic and like a bunch of glue and tape. But honestly, Jamal Murray can fix that. He's just not right now. I don't know. But yes, other thing, Suns injuries. A lot of calf injuries, Beal, Kevin Durant, Nurkic. But they've been playing pretty good. Devin Booker has had some things. Devin Booker's been going through like a little rough patch start the season, but he had 44 last game, so things should be on the up and up there. I don't know. High hopes for the Suns. Thunder. Always find a way. It's weird. Like, you think, oh, they don't have any center. They have no center on the roster. Or that at least their coach, Mark Dagnall, is trusting. It doesn't matter. Now, they lost yesterday to Julius Randle, three-pointer. Shout out, Julius. But they've been playing pretty good. Due to a player that I'm not going to name because I'm saving him for the Young Buck report. But you might have a hint. But the team's really good. Just have a lot of guys who just know how to do big man things, if you will. Like the rim protection's been pretty decent. They've been really good at getting like a lot of steals and blocks, deflections. Well, they've always been really good at that, but now it's just when you have five guys who can do that and who are like mobile and are like 6'7", it's been working out pretty well. Now rebounding, they still can't do that. But it kind of doesn't matter. Like, they always find a way to win. Because with rebounding, they're still bottom five in the last seven games. Probably bottom five if you want to do a whole season. And they haven't even been getting it done offensively. They're like middle of the pack when it comes to efficiency. And defensively, they're seventh. These stats are with Chet a little bit, but they're getting it done. So I don't even know what they're going to look like when they're healthy. But we'll check back when we check back. And today is the Cavs-Boston showdown. Should be an interesting, very wholesome night on Twitter. I'd say. But seriously speaking, should be fun. I'm going to try to be locked in. The Knicks are playing. But I'm going to try to be locked in. And it's just, I know the Cavs are 15-0. But I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think a lot of people have them as a championship. Like, are you going to say that they're going to the Eastern Conference? I mean, we'll see. But it's early, so I'm not even going to get into that. But they look really good. Donovan Mitchell has been sick, battling an illness for a little bit, or like rest. She hasn't even been healthy, but they're just such a well-oiled machine with Kenny Atkinson right now. And yeah, well, as for Boston, they've kind of been like, they've been all right. KP's back in good news, or coming back eventually in good news. Should still be around like Christmas or like mid-December. But as for the game today, should be a battle. It's all about running them off the three-point line for the Cavs. But that is the easier thing, easier said than done, for sure. I am witness to that. What was I going to say? We don't do any shout-outs. Timberwolves are kind of getting back on track. Had a rough week. Game winner. Hopefully that turns things around. De'Aaron Fox is like a one-man show because DeMar got hurt. Sabonis didn't play yesterday. He's been a one-man show for the last, like, three games. And he's been pretty good at it. And I'm thinking, oh, Lakers are on a hot streak right now. And I'll get to the stuff later.
Chicken on me, could have went by the Williams. The Rudy's a big papa. In a whole different bracket, this life is immaculate. If you hit me for buzz, then you know that I'm taxing. Keep buying clothes, that shit still in the packages. If he say that he robbed me, he capping me. Really no n***a start sevens like Kaepernick. You not blind and you see that we have it. Known in my city, so no, I'm not average. Came a long way from dope in the cabin. Know that I
I step. In the gang that I rep. Went to Solomon, iced out the 10 for 600 on all our net. Paid it full like Mitch. Really had me. Got out that stuff, started rapping, and 6 months later, I'm rich. No, I'm a stepper, I step with some elegance. I didn't, I'm with it, some fellas, and strapped with a post, so I hope that you ever seen. If they spin, make them wish that they never spin. Most of these just, they be telling me. Man, I'm finna take over, I'm stamping. How you bang this, hit that ceiling, ain't ripping. Left your dog in that rain and ain't help with it. High as you solid, you ain't never deal with it. You see me, I come different, I'm blessed with it. When got the rollie, it go with my necklace. 30 for both, you could die if you mess with it. Can't do the show if it don't gotta check with it. Deep, deep, po' boy, I swear that irrelevant. Hating like I don't know, that's really jealous. Knowing they mad that they no longer next to me. Know that I step in the gang that I rep. Went to Solomon, I shot the 10 for 600 on all our net. Paid it full like Mitch. Really had me. That stuff started rapping, and 6 months later, I'm rich.
We on our OTF, you heard?
Can't use no tune like my
on Lil Mo Grady, losing straight.
Oh, God.
No, what's up with us, man? Time we don't be out here. Man, I get done, boy. Call me Blooders just like T out here.
Let's get it.
I'll be calling for the phone, say I don't be out here. Catch him, knock his noodles back. Just don't tweak out here. Phone on sliding, late night hunting. Ain't no sleep out here. 2 days back to back, that's 50 racks to be out here. Can't have no Fifi on your block as long as Steve out here. Can't try to slide inside a fishbowl, you got beef out here. Low key wanna get you out the way, they say you're chief out here. They tuck their tails cause they be scared. And that Hellcat on the E-way off the me. Say his name is at this song, my bro, so I bet I see it. Low-key want that smoke, you do, you been, I see it. Get your back in that house, we got FN99s. My credit so A1 with killers, I be paying my fines. I be on my d***ing songs, but I don't pay no mind. All them that be with the odds gang, they broke they spine. All the crackers get robbed for they bad back. I keep my Glock and hush in there, that it cost fire racks. All these be going for real, low-key just buy them X. He got shot up in his down here, he tryna flex. Never cared so much, ran out of wood, just past the Dutch. Your homies die, you'll never slide, it ain't adding up. Get caught with a pipe, you out, same night, you fair to what? New op pack in the air, this gas or what? He'll still be alive right now if you ain't gas him up. Give my shorty stingers and guns, I tell them slap for nothing. Everybody with this gang ain't so they ain't dying for nothing. If she don't on the first night, off the rip, I ain't buying nothing. If I ain't got time for loving my kids, then I ain't got time for nothing. Then I slide home to my, that mean no time for cutting. Why these think they safe? Cause they locked in. Man, we thought this was over, sent some shots. You think you safe where you at out west? Look, just bopped in. I know some killers from out west, they keep them Glock 10. Knowing they kill her on the loose, it throw my vibe off. You lighting candles on that main street, watch that side block. You ever stood up over, I been knocked his dreads off. You know what, claim he haters, but he fanned out. Back then I pull up to them clubs, them killer was sitting in steamers. He say he ain't tell with the course, they throwing that subpoena. Lil Durk, he ain't no, his ass a sink.
What else?
Lil Durk, his ass a goofy, he not let Ron eat him.
What else?
Lil Durk, he talk to six, now laugh about his people.
What else?
Always say they out here, we don't never see them. But if we do, we pop out cars and we gon' know I dim. Low key, I know they hurt so bad they don't add G. Jumped off the porch back then when X was stacks and smoking me. Six Night for Aslan used to stay right there, right by the field. Loco, he stayed next door on Bishop, he was selling me. 18 for Exotic and Chirac selling 36. I'm not trying to die young out here like I'm Rowdy Rich. We get that Lolo, then for them go sit outside your crib. Yeah.
We on our OTF.
Yeah, the ones that hate me the most look just like me. You tell me what that means. Make a slick comment and see what that brings. I seen it go down, we can reenact things. Extreme like BMXing. These boys and they PMSing. People in the city see the movement occurring and say, my God, I wanna be in that scene. Damn right you wanna be in this scene. She had the video trying to be in this scene. Used to fantasize about being this scene. Bluegrass girl, but she got big dreams. Can't touch me, I got instincts. Locked in the house, but I'm plotting things. I brought a gang to the party with me. Five white boys, but they not in sync. What y'all think?
everything that you say about me. My dogs like to play Madden in 2K, but one thing they don't do is play about me. My homeboy Tyler, he playing South Beach. He told me this summer he gon' fix my jumper. I told Boy Wonder that we might got a thumper. I've been trying to pop, now I'm on like Shumpert. Now they on my bumper. Green room chock full of all my comforts. Hotel room like heaven on earth. Got angels in my bed with some all-white covers. Pro Nemo, Lucian Keys, Sloop Clay Tufo, and I got a few more I call my brothers. I got a lot of flows and they all like butter. Ooh, you know what that means. I came home nice, but I'm going back mean. I'm about to glow trot when they know a vaccine up. Zach lost, but they know exactly what's going on. Made a meal and I don't know what to blow it on. I tell a critic, shut up like my show is on. Gave a t-shirt to her, said throw it on. She want a mini high school classmates I'm growing on. My peers ain't popping, they don't know what's going wrong. Y'all well-dressed, but you ain't got soul, and you just can't sew it on. I'm trying to tell y'all boys, I got a few songs I can sell y'all boys. I tried it back then, it was hell nah, boy. Now I'm in a box like a Kellogg's toy. The ones that hate me the most look just like me. You tell me what that means. Make a slick comment and see what that brings. I seen it go down, we can reenact things. Extreme like DMXing. These boys and they PMSing. People in the city see the movement occurring and say, my God, I wanna be in that scene.
That's right.
Damn right you wanna be in this scene. She had the video trying to be in this scene. Used to fantasize about being this scene. Bluegrass girl, but she got big dreams. Can't touch me, I got instincts. Locked in the house, but I'm plotting things. I brought a gang to the party with me. Five white boys, but they not in sync.
No, they not. Where the JT? No, they not. Where the JT? No, they not. No, they not. No, no. No, they not.
Take you back. Have you ever been with a boss? I know your boyfriend took you shopping at Ross. I'm always dripping, I leave puddles when I walk. If she don't know how to dress, I wanna talk. But I might still get some top. I don't need a belt, my pockets full of knots. Number one is finally real ones at the top. I'm with Mustard and we talking Lambo talk. I make you look easy, but they don't know what it takes. Don't ask me the time, I got baguettes in the face. Virgil drops on Louis, I want everything he made. When it come off, I'll never be the one to save. Keep on throwing ones, keep on showing. It's not my body and I'm just trying to relax. They always come off cool, but in the end they come out whack. A boyfriend getting mad, I told her he could take you back.
I just pulled up, I got some new. I just pulled up, I got a new. My shit bad, I bought a bracelet. I stuck it on my necklace. I pull up and shake. I pull up and break. I just told my mom, thank God I made it. We got money over here, we starting to pay it. I got old school, yeah, in the back, yeah, in the black car. I'm a black boy, what's your neck, boy? Check the neck, boy. Got these black diamonds on baguettes, boy.
I make you look easy, but they don't know what it takes. Don't ask me the time, I got baguettes in the face. Virgil drops on Louis, I want everything he made. When it come off, I'll never be the one to save. Keep on throwing ones, keep on showing. On my body and I'm just trying to relax. They always come off cool, but in the end they come out whack. A boyfriend getting mad, I told her he could take you back.
Me and your bitch up in the van, oh. If you wanna back, you better man, oh. I know you just don't understand, oh. She just want you to help her get her bands, oh. Oh, nah, 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 yeah. Just ride my wave like a tsunami. I came from the jungle from a safari. I don't want no nigga, I want no menage. Don't give me no hickeys, baby, give me sloppy. I already seen you naked, girl, I know your body. You like with the lights off for some shot shit. You gon' end up being famous if you talk about it.
I make you look easy, but they don't know what it take. Don't ask me the time, I got baguettes in the face. Virgil drops on Louis, I want everything he made. When it come off, I'll never be the one to save. Keep on throwing ones, keep on showing. On my body and I'm just trying to relax. They always come off cool, but in the end they come out whack. A boyfriend getting mad, I told her he could take you back.
Where am I at? We are back. That was Baguettes in the Face, Mr. Mustard. Let's get, hold on. Let's get to the Young Buck Report. lots to talk about, as usual, if I can get it. Who do I want to start with? Who do I want to start with? Actually, I must talk about Jared McCain. Again, I know, 2 weeks in a row. Because he's better than when he was last week. And this is connected to what I'm going to talk about if I have time before the hour. But he's really good. And like, he's really starting to change how I think about the future. Now, I know it's like been like a week or two, but he's earned the starting role. Essentially, that's what Nick Nurse said. And he's just playing really good. Just, I don't know. We're still in the phase if like, are things going to like, just like go back to normal? What if this is normal? What if he's just a 40% three-point shooter? What if he's just really good at getting to the paint, really good at running pick and rolls? Off ball, he always like tries to get open, always like relocates. But the thing is, everything I've just named, that's who Jared McCain was coming out of Duke. So he's just doing that. So it's not like anything that we're not used to or that I'm not used to. So like, yeah, man, I don't even have the stats in front of me. I'm just going off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure he's averaging like 23 points. Now he's just been carrying. Like, he's definitely been the second best player on the Sixers, because Embiid's been a little in and out, and Tyrese Maxey, he's been the first best player on the Sixers, and he's hurt right now, but he's been pretty good. And Paul George, I don't know what's going on with him. He needs to get his act together. But yes, Jared McCain is really good. League leader and rookie of the year, essentially, or right now, I guess. And I don't know. Now I gotta watch Sixers games. Now I gotta watch more Sixers games because of Jared McCain. And I don't even like watching the Sixers. But with that being said, I'm so glad I never sold my Shaedon Sharpe stock. I've always been here. I promise you, I've always been here. Since his last year, I've been here. Because I remember, he scored like 27 points when like guys weren't like, I think like Anthony Simons, when they weren't healthy, which is the key. He's super good when they're not playing, but I'll get to that part. And he's kind of been on a tear last three games. Last game, he scored like 11 straight points, 25 in the second half. Could not be guarded one-on-one, like hit like a crazy like sidestep three for the to go up by three. And it's just scoring, he's the full package. Like the athleticism, the mid-range. And it's just, is he not gonna be a star? And that's why I was thinking, like last year, he was scoring all these points. And I looked at his age, and he was 20 years old. Most 20-year-olds that can score like that usually end up being all-stars, superstars, like the Anthony Edwards and the Paolos and the other past all-stars, like the Mellos and the LeBrons. I'm not saying they're Mello or LeBron now. Calm down. But Shaedon Sharpe's really good, and he is the cornerstone of that franchise, and I just need the Blazers to figure that out. Because Anthony Simons, Jeremy Grant, DeAndre Ayton are taking up way too much space on the roster. They're taking way too many shots, and they don't even really want to play winning basketball, because I feel like their minds are somewhere else. They're just trying to score points, collect the bag, and go home. And everyone knows that. So I just don't know why they're on the team. And it's the early season, so maybe things change. But Shaedon Sharpe is the future of the team, and they haven't acted like that. And then, on the other hand, you have Donovan Clingan, who, ever since he's been a starter, since he's been starting games, have you seen the numbers? Have you seen him? Like, when they went against the Timberwolves, when I was talking about how the Timberwolves were having a bad week, it's because they went against the Blazers twice, and they lost. Because Donovan Clingan was looking like, actually, I'm not going to say that. He was looking like prime Ben Wallace. He had 8 blocks. He was locking up Rudy Gobert. This is Hall of Famer Rudy Gobert that he was locking up. But he's coming off the bench for DeAndre Ayton. If you could see the disgust look on my face, are you kidding me? So I hope, like, they found the pieces. Now we'll see what happens with Scoop. He's been off and on. I think if maybe, I don't know, the APB is still out on him. But with Shaedon Sharpe and Diamond Clingan, the sky's the limit. And then you have the wings. You have Chris Murray. We'll see what happens. He's 6'8", pretty good defender. Jump shot is here and there, but he knows how to play good complementary basketball. And then you have Tumani Kamara, who's kind of been arguably the best Blazers player this year, who's 6'8", can cut, can shoot, can guard multiple positions. He's the future of that team also. So they have like a couple cornerstones. So yeah, man, that's where I'm at with the Blazers. They're a team that I'm going to be spending a lot of time on for the rest of the year, in the offseason. I just need them to figure out the pieces or get rid of the extra baggage so they can actually do this rebuild the right way. Yes, long-winded thing. Amen Thompson, Tari, Eason. They need to stick together for, I don't know, but I just don't feel comfortable putting them in a trade package. And like, the Rockets have been a destination. I think they're like the next go-to destination for any big stars, like the Jimmys of the world and the Giannis's of the world. And yeah, they definitely have the pieces, have the, like, the want to go there, like the EMA being in Houston. Man, I'm kind of on a tangent. Amen Thompson and Tari Eason, they're really good. Defensively, they've been locking up to just a lot of blocks and steals. Amen Thompson's really just being impactful with the minutes he's given. I don't know what the stat line was yesterday, but he had a lot of rebounds, a lot of assists, a lot of blocks and steals. Just normal Amen things. So I'm just trying to figure out when this transition is from Fred VanVleet to Amen, because he's getting better. And I feel like that year two to year three jump is going to be the jump. So the only thing he really needs to work on is just running pick and rolls, just running on offense, because that's where he's lacking. But everything else, the shooting's a little iffy. But yeah, and Tari Eason is the prototypical wing, the 6'8". The offense is really coming together. Now he can take some shots. He can have some stretches where he plays like a doof. I seen it with my own eyes, him play like a doof, and Ime had some choice words. But usually, Tari Eason is really good, and he's definitely, this is kind of the growing theme today, the future of the Rockets. And we'll see when they make that switch from Dylan Brooks to Tari Eason. Maybe this year. Hopefully this year. That'd be fun for me. And last, but not least, we have Jalen Williams. Jalen Williams. J-Dub. He's kind of growing into, like, am I going to say All-NBA player? All-star, All-NBA player. There's a gray area. He's there. He's turning into that. And where do I want to go with this? Oh, yeah. When I was talking about the rim protection, yeah, he was doing that. He's getting the block shots. He's going toe-to-toe with the 7-footers and the Yusuf Nurkic's of the world. They played a few days ago. He's going toe-to-toe blocking shots. Him, that guy. And then he's also hitting step-back threes, kind of taking more threes this year. It's been working out. And in the fourth quarter, he's kind of been like a not, like, he had, no one talks about him as being like a great fourth quarter scorer. But if you look at the numbers, it's Shea. And J-Dub's not too far behind. Yeah, there's a lot of players that are just like do you see that he's a star, or it's just me and he's one of those players? So yeah, Jalen Williams is doing Jalen Williams things, and it should be fun. Other players, Dalton Knecht. I think he's won the heart of J.J. Redick, and he's probably gonna get the starting job. He probably should earn the starting job. That should be great. It should be great. Other young players that I haven't talked about. Alex Starr is playing pretty good. With him, it's just the shooting, and the shooting's kind of getting back on track. When I was talking about the Blazers, about like too much baggage, the Wizards need to get rid of Kyle Kuzma, because he's getting on my nerves. He's getting on my nerves. And I'm not, like, too many shots, too many turnovers. Please, pass the ball, set screens, cut to the rim. That's all I need you to do. All this step back, wannabe KD stuff, you can save. This is not the time for you. Wizards have real future pieces on their team. And I hate to break it to you. I hate to be this guy. I hate telling. Actually, I'm not going to use that saying, because I don't know about Kyle Kuzma. But just be better, man. I just need you to be better.
Hey, this for you, babe. You know I'm talking to.
This your favorite song.
Your song.
When they put it on. Girl, I know you know it's all about you.
No, you know it's all about
I ain't
you.
Saying no names, no names, but you know what I'm saying.
I'm saying.
I could tell it by the way that you move.
On the floor right now. Take it to the bus. We can go right now. We can roll right now, right now. It's some pretty treats on the bus right now. Tell the hotel we pulling up right now. Elevate up, take a ride right now. Baby, ride right now, right now. Got a room full of fly girls. Got a thing for a shy girl. Don't you wanna be my girl? It's all about you. Get up on it like you should, girl. Cause I love it when I hook up.
Your favorite song.
Your song.
When they put it on. Girl, I know you know it's all about you.
No, you know it's all
I
about
ain't saying
you.
No names, but you know what I'm saying.
I'm
I can tell it by the way that you move.
Yeah.
I bet you think this song is about you, don't you?
To the room right now. It's a lot of things we can do right now. About to get another room right now. Front desk calling up saying turn that down. Take another puff, baby, burn that down. It's a lot of girls, it's a ton. You know you're the one. Got a room full of fly girls. Got a thing for a shy girl. Don't you wanna be my girl? It's all about you. Get up on it like you should, girl. Cause I love it when I hook, girl.
Your favorite song.
Your song.
When they put it on.
Yeah.
Girl, I know you know it's all about.
grab a couple if they're really attractive. Or I can keep it classy, I can get romantic. It's all up to you, what you wanna do.
I used to love them, leave them. Girl, it's something about you, think I'ma keep them. Keep you up in the wagon, I put the Jeep up, Jeep up. We're living lavish, I'll kick your feet up, feet up. I met her in the club, all the ballers showing love. Can you party with a thug? I'm just trying to show you love. VIP, we got it packed. No, this is where the party at. No, you the one I wanna know. So tell me how it's supposed to go. Let's take a trip to the other side. Tell me if you're thinking otherwise. You're a boss, I wanna treat you. Treat you. I'm tired of all the leeches. I'm in love with all your features. Features. I'm gonna love you till your knees weak. It's simple but it ain't easy. Easy. I know you know what's up. It's all on us.
Leave it. Boy, there's something about you. Think I'ma keep you. I pull up in the wagon, you put the Jeep up. Boy, we living lavish. Kick your feet up. All I wanna do is get away with you. You have me at hello. What's up? What we gonna do when we leave this club?
Showing love, can you party with a thug? I'm just trying to show you love. VIP, we got it packed. This is where the party at. You the one I wanna know. So tell me how it's supposed to go.
I keep it on my waist. Call me the beggar.
baking on a cake. I got a bitch with an attitude problem. I know she crazy, but I know that boo. Yeah. Top down, right round, nigga, who are you? I got ups. What can Brown do for you?
Picture me rolling. Oh, yeah.
Right. Chris Brown, picture me rolling. We have some quick things to get to. Oh, my gosh. Let's do it. Okay. New segment. Don't know if it's a weekly thing, but on this new segment of... Oh, okay. I almost forgot the name. I was just thinking. Now, this is not Walk With Me where I got the trades and the destinations. I don't have that. Could have been next week. But yes, but let's get to it. I was just thinking, are we sure Philly didn't miss their window to trade Joel Embiid? Like, are we sure, like, last year wasn't, like, just, like, the great time to just trade Joel Embiid and then move on and just build around Tyrese Maxey? You got cap space. You got the pick. Then you have picks in general. I don't know. It's just, and this is all a hindsight thing. If you asked me in June whether they should rebuild, I would have told you no. But I'm just thinking now, like, I don't know. Especially, okay, we're going to talk about Joel Embiid. Who is Joel Embiid right now? He's 30, 31, battling an injury right now, kind of a reoccurring thing. Just got paid 3 years, a lot of zeros. But the injury thing, it's kind of a recurring thing. And big men over 30 don't really age that well. And I really don't think he's going to be an exception. It just doesn't look like it as of right now. So it's just, did Philly miss a window? Because I feel like for a lot of teams, there's always like a point in time where there's like two directions where it's like, do you want to double down and try to compete for a championship, or do you want to take this out right now and do this rebuild, or just like trade your best player at the peak and just, you can maybe contend in like 3 to 4 years? Because are we really going to sit here and think when Philly signed Paul George, they thought they were going to win a championship? They thought they were going to compete for a championship, but I know, at least I knew, that they weren't beating Boston, and I'm taking New York 10 times out of 10. Now, I could be a little biased, but a lot of people were taking New York over Philly. So it's just, why try your hardest for a team that you don't really think is going to be the best? Especially, like, is Joel Embiid, like, the person you want to double down on again? Like, I feel like teams don't realize that. Like, do you know, like, the amount of trust and security you're putting into this player? And has this player really, like, I don't want to say earn it, but has, like, his history and, like, what you think the future is going to be? Like, does it, like, does it make sense? And I'm not going to lie, it's just not, I'm starting to feel a little more worried than secure. I'll say that. Like, it's, like, the scale is tipping towards the, they might have probably should have rebuilt. Especially, like, again, this is all a hindsight thing. Especially how good Jared McCain has looked and how good Tyrese Maxey is right now. And, like, the Paul George contract is really, I didn't like him getting 4 years at all. And there was a reason why the Clippers looked at him and said, no, you can go to Philly. There's a reason for that. And it's not because of, money, second apron stuff. Partially the reason, but it's not the only reason. So I don't know. Maybe next time I come back, I'll have some Joel Embiid trade destinations. But I just don't think that's a good investment right now. I don't know. Maybe I gotta see him play good for a week or two. Oh, let me, gotta make sure things ain't playing too loud. But I'll be back with some football, probably.
You can't buy a best friend. You can love them, walk them, pet them, and care for them, whether they want you to or not. You can take a picture or 50. You can fly to the moon, travel the world, or just stay in bed.